From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Wednesday that North Korea risks annihilation if it starts a war. It told the North it must end its pursuit of nuclear weaponry. In a statement, he said North Korea should cease any consideration of actions that would lead to the end of its regime and the destruction of its people. He said the reclusive communist nation must choose to stop isolating itself and stand down its pursuit of nuclear weapons. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is seeking to downplay the threats to the United States from North Korea.
Tillerson spoke to reporters while flying to Guam Wednesday after a day of heated rhetoric between Washington and Pyongyang. He defended the strong rhetoric from U.S. President Donald Trump, but also sought to calm U.S. citizens fearing a nuclear conflict with North Korea.
I think Americans should sleep well at night. I have no concerns about this particular rhetoric of the last few days. I think the president, again, as commander-in-chief, I think he felt it necessary to issue a very strong statement directly to North Korea. But I think what the president was just reaffirming is the United States has the capability to fully defend itself from any attack and defend our allies, and we will do so.
Trump on Tuesday issued a stark warning to North Korea, saying if Pyongyang continues its threats against the United States, they will, quote, be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
On Wednesday, North Korea said its armed forces were carefully examining a plan to launch missile strikes against Guam. American military bases on the U.S. Pacific Island territory are believed to hold the largest arsenal of nuclear weapons outside the continental U.S. This is VOA News. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga said Wednesday that hackers carried out massive and extensive fraud against the Election Commission's computer system, resulting in what he asserts are fraudulent vote totals, showing him well behind President Uhuru Kenyatta. The Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission website at midday Wednesday showed about 94% of ballots had been counted, with Kenyatta leading 54% to 45% in his attempt to get a second term in office. The International Organization for Migration is calling for rapid action to prevent a cholera epidemic in South Sudan from spiraling out of control as the rainy season in the country progresses. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
IOM spokeswoman Olivia Hayden tells VOA a combination of factors, including the ongoing crisis, the rainy season, and the movement of displaced people across the country, is making it extremely difficult to contain this deadly disease.
So if you are maybe infected with cholera or someone in your family, if you come in contact with it, and then you move to a different part of the country, you're also bringing the infection with you. We hope that it doesn't spiral out of control, and IOM, with our other partners in the UN and NGO implementers on the ground, are working so it doesn't.
Hayden says IOM and partners are leading oral cholera vaccination campaigns across South Sudan. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Five transgender members of the U.S. military have filed a lawsuit against President Trump challenging his intentions to ban transgender personnel from serving in the armed forces. On Twitter, on July 26th, Trump said the U.S. government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the military. It's a reversal of Pentagon policy that the lawsuit said was made without consulting senior military commanders. The lawsuit says Trump's tweets violate the rights of the service members to due process and equal protection under the law. It asked the court to declare Trump's directive unconstitutional and to issue injunctions to stop it. And the exchange of threats and harsh rhetoric between North Korea and President Trump has rattled many investors. Stock prices fell in Asia, Europe, and the United States, while demand rose for safe haven investments like gold. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.